Central Technical Services Road Design with Donegal County Council. Can you hear me, Rory?
Yeah, apologies, Greg. I can hear you now.
No
can you
problem.
Hear me okay?
Yep, loud and clear, loud and clear. Right, the council is currently undertaking a review of speed limits in the county. And to help the council do that, they're hosting a number of drop-in events in each municipal district. Now, I sometimes get a sense that the public consultation element of the decision-making isn't given much weight. Do you know what I mean? That these decisions are made by the by people in the TII or the council or wherever it is. I mean, really, can the public have any influence on... can the public really have any influence on speed limits around the county?
Yeah, okay. So I guess that they're public roads, so we would encourage the public to have as much input as possible. The reviews are carried out in accordance with the Department of Transport guidelines. So as we carry out the review, the criteria for the review are based on the guidelines. So there is a set criteria. So it's not a blank page, if you like, but we would encourage everybody to come in. The purpose of the drop-in sessions will be to give people information and allow them to make submissions themselves. But, you know, the drop-in sessions will be very informative. We'll be able to discuss current speed limits, the special speed limits themselves, which this review is of, the guidelines, some of the proposed speed limit changes. And like I said, then we will encourage them to make submissions if they see appropriate, and also comments. And everything will be reviewed and responded to officially by the speed limit review team here in the council.
Yeah, but there are, it's all within guidelines, effectively, isn't it? Like, say, for instance, if 1,000 people... I'm not poking holes in the process, Roy, I hope you realise, but say 1,000 people suggested that Letterkenny might benefit, say, for example, from a 20 kilometre per hour speed limit because of, you know, slows the traffic down. Like, that doesn't mean that that's going to be the case, just so we're clear on it. I'm not trying to discourage from engaging in the process, but this is not a full democracy in that sense, if that makes sense.
No, there are pros and cons. Just to give you an example, Greg, I mean, you could get a large proportion of people saying we want to reduce speed limit on this section of road, and theoretically everyone sees the speed limit sign, they drive below or at that speed limit, that's been the limit. But theory isn't often reality. So by you reducing a speed limit where the road doesn't lend itself naturally to that speed, you can also introduce a hazard. So say you introduce a hazard whereby the likelihood of unsafe overtaking maneuvers goes up because a certain percentage of people don't see the road as lending itself to driving at that speed. Unsafe overtaking maneuvers are one of the, you know, the most serious causes of road accidents. So it has to be considered, and that's what the guidelines do.
That's a good answer, and it does make sense. I know exactly where you're coming from. And it's by asking these types of questions, you learn that does make some sense, no doubt about that. So where are the drop-ins happening? Have they been scheduled yet?
Yeah, they have. So the first drop-in is next week in Letterkenny. We'll be at the Public Service Centre from 3 o'clock to 7. Open drop-in, so people can just come in anytime they want. We'll have lots of documentation there to share and review with the people. The next drop-in will be in Glenties, so we'll be at the Dunloe Public Service Centre from 4 to 7 on the 28th of October. 1st of November, Donegal Town in the Public Service Centre there from 3 to 7. Inishowen, 8th of November, Carndonagh Public Service Centre from 4 to 7. And finally in Stranorlar on the 9th of November, the Base Enterprise Centre from 3:30 to 6:30.
Now, I have a bit of a bee in my bonnet about the temporary speed limits outside schools. They activate often on bank holiday Mondays. They activate often on Easter holidays. They can also run sometimes through the entire summer. Without mentioning any names, so I don't want to point the finger at any group of individual. Like, would it not make sense, whilst I have someone like you on, would it not make sense that we don't have a situation like the boy who cried wolf, that they are on only when school is open? Because I note, say, if you go past Lurkey Brack or Lahey National School in the summer, the lights come on at times and cars just fly through. And then we expect them to change their behaviour to know when school is on. It's a worry I have. So what is the story with those temporary speed restrictions? Who's in charge of switching those things on and off? And would it not make sense to make sure that we keep it to when schools are open?
Yeah, that's a very valid point, Greg. So at present, there's 9 periodic speed limits across the county at schools. They are designed as per the guidelines to only come into activation during school drop-off, pick-up and collection times. And they're designed to be a tight window so that when motorists are driving past, they see activity in the school, and that encourages reduced speeds. And your point is very valid. So I'm not going to argue it. During the summer holidays, having those flashing lights is an issue, and I would encourage, as part of the review, people to use as an opportunity if they feel that's an issue to highlight it, because as per the guidelines, they're legally binding.
I think there are little things though that shouldn't require a public consultation. Do you know what I mean? Having them on when schools aren't on, I think, you know, there should be someone be able to make a decision that doesn't. But anyway, look at, as I say, if it's made formally, maybe it would be given, it'll get more traction than me waffling about it. Right. Okay. Now, there is a website which I wasn't familiar with before. It's called speedlimits.ie. Talk to me a bit about that website.
Yeah. So that's a publicly available website and it covers the whole country, but there are specific sections for Donegal. So, on the website, you'll be able to see the current special speed limits for Donegal, the 2017 edition, and you'll also be able to see map versions of the special speed limits for Donegal. It's a pretty good website. The Department of Transport guidelines are also on there for review, and there is some there's some training available on there if anyone was interested as well. You can sign in using your own personal email, and it gives a good explanation of how the guidelines work and how the speed limits should be set across the country and the county as well. Yeah. So special speed limits and default speed limits. Do you want me to give a little spiel on that?
Go on.
Yeah. So default speed limits are set by the Department of Transport. So an example of a default speed limit would be the 100 on a national road. And then the special speed limits are available for local authorities. So default speed limits aren't a one size fits all. So the special speed limits are designed as the opportunity for a local authority to set more appropriate speed limits for various sections of road. So at the speedlimits.ie website, the special speed limits are there, what's available for the public to view. The default speed limits aren't written into the guidelines. They're taken as default for road sections.
Okay. Right. Finally, just for those who missed it first time round, give us, now we're talking, by the way, in the context of a review of speed limits in the county. There are drop-in events in each of our municipal districts. So, Rory, finally, just remind us when and where they are.
Yeah, so for anyone who wants to get in touch, the speed limit review at donegalcoco.ie, all of the drop-in events are advertised on the council's website and social media platforms. And just as a rundown, Letterkenny, 19th of October, Public Service Centre, 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Glenties, 28th of October, Dunloe, Public Service Centre, 4 o'clock to 7. Donegal Town, 1st of November, Donegal Public Service Centre, 3 o'clock to 7. Inishowen, Carndonagh Public Service Centre, 8 of November, 4 to 7. And finally, Stranorlar, 9th of November, the Base Enterprise Centre, 3:30 to 6:30.
All right, have a good day, Rory. Thanks for answering all the questions.